This is program number LW1836. Well, Ann Landers got a letter the other day, another interesting one, and in case you didn't read it, I'd like to read it to you today, okay? Hi, this is Larry West. If you're having trouble getting along, well, getting along with your mother, then I want you in particular to listen up, okay? Tune in. Here we go. Dear Ann Landers, I have read your column for many years now and have seen several letters from people who have written to say, I wish I had told my mother or dad, husband, wife, or friend how much they meant to me while they were still alive. Now it's too late and I am sick at heart. Well, Ann, here's another one. My mother and I never got along very well. Even when I was a teenager, we had trouble. I thought she was nosy, bossy, too hard on me, and always on my back about something. After her funeral yesterday, Ann, my aunt gave me some pictures she thought I might like to keep. I saw a young, pretty woman holding a baby girl in her arms. She was looking down at me, smiling, looking ever so proud. That was a side of my mother I never knew. There were other photographs of my mother as a young bride. I wondered, what were her dreams? What did she really want out of life? Was she deeply disappointed that my father didn't do better? How did she feel about my hostility when I was young, my rejection of her, and my refusal to accept what she was trying to give? I realize now how much I must have hurt her by being so distant and inaccessible in later years. Yes, she was hard on me. She was bossy. But I know now she was trying to keep me in line and out of trouble. She wanted me to have a better life than she had. Dear Anne, I would give anything in the world if I could have her back for just 2 hours so I could tell her I understand now. I would find it very easy to say, I love you, Mom. Words I couldn't get past my lips all those years when I had the chance. Will you print this letter, Anne, please, for all the children who still have time? How I envy them. Signed, Too Late and Sad. You know, we all have regrets. But hey, today, if your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife, whoever, if that person is still alive, and if especially you have a struggle getting along, don't let the way you have treated that person ultimately become your regret, one that you can never correct. You know what I mean? Sometimes we people think we're going to have our moms forever, that dad will always be around, that we'll have time to correct broken promises, heal wounds, become more accessible when they need us. Sometimes we think we have time, in other words, to make things right. But really, you don't have that guarantee. Today may be the only day you have left. Since this letter to Ann Landers deals with moms, I have something I'd like to send to you for your mom. It's a card that includes a little poem. The name of the poem is, Thanks, Mom, for Being There. We've sent it out on Mother's Day in times past, but since Mother's Day is nowhere around, it's good to send other days too. The last verse in the poem says, And when I'm older yet, and you are gone, and my children are grown, and I have a new and different life before me, I'll be so afraid. But the memory of you and all the things you taught me through the years will live on in my heart. And I'll need you so. Thanks, Mom, for being there. Hey, make the memory of your mom be not one of regret, but one that you'll want to live on in your heart. Make it so you can say, Thanks, Mom, for being there. This card is a good way for you to tell your mom today that you love her. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, honor your father and mother. There's no better advice. Write me for this card. We prepared it just for your mother. It's yours free. We want to help you to never have to write to Ann Landers and ever have to sign it with the words, Too Late and Sad. Write me for this card. It's called, Thanks, Mom, for Being There. Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.